It's a terribly sad scene here, Robert, here in South Baltimore. Residents have gathered. They're watching the fire scene investigation take place right now, many with tears in their eyes. It's a very close-knit community here. I spoke with one woman who says the children were like her very own grandchildren. She's describing that the children inside that house would have been a young boy, perhaps about 16 months old, and a little girl who was supposed to turn 5 years old this month. She says that she watched the mother jump out of the window and fall. She is reporting that the mother broke her leg, but that is unconfirmed. We know that an adult male died in the fire as well. We're hearing from neighbors that was indeed the father of this family. Fire investigators here tell me that they don't know the cause of this fire. They're still trying to figure it all out. They have investigators on the scene. They've begun somewhat of a cleanup process. The fire, of course, is out at this point. But right now, residents are gathered, and many of them are very angry. This is a very difficult neighborhood to navigate traffic-wise. There are many one-way streets. The streets are narrow, and there are cars parked here. So some residents are saying that it took firefighters, in their belief, a long time to get here. And so there are some angry residents out here right now wondering why it took them so long to get here. And talking with fire officials, they tell me they were here within minutes. So a little bit to sort out here on the scene of this tragic fire on this what would have been a beautiful Saturday morning.
Jennifer, is there any word if there were smoke detectors in the house?
We have no confirmation if there were smoke detectors in the house at this point. We do know that three row houses were affected by this fire, including the original house that caught fire. One of those row houses was vacant. The other one was occupied. No idea at this point how many people were in that house at the time.